Good morning. You're listening to The Daily Cat, your morning news brief from WNUR News. I'm your host, Margot Mewall. It's 9 a.m. Central Time, Monday, April 4th, 2002. Here are the headlines to start your day. There are a lot of major stories today. Some Northwestern students, in addition to those at other universities, were targeted by an employment email scam. The Northwestern Information Security Office and Northwestern University Police Department received reports about a widespread employment email scam that offered students fake job opportunities to gain access to their credit card and bank information. The emails were designed to seem like they were sent from professors. On March 31st, Vice President for Student Affairs, Julie Payne Kirschmeyer, and Vice President for Information Technology, Sean Reynolds, issued an alert to students on how to spot fraudulent emails. Three former tenants have filed a $10 million class action lawsuit against Evanston Mayor Daniel Bliss and an Evanston landlord and his son, claiming restitution due to poor living conditions in Evanston, including water damage, mold problems, animal infestation, and sewage leaks. The lawsuit alleges that these poor living standards constitute a violation of the Federal Fair Housing Act. Mayor Lori Lightfoot announced last week a $12.5 million plan called Chicago Moves, aimed to lessen the impact of rising gas prices and encourage citizens to use public transit. $5 million will be dedicated towards issuing $150 physical prepaid cards that can be used at local Chicago gas stations. The remaining $5 million are earmarked for $50 cards for public transit. To be eligible for the cards, individuals must be at least 18 years old and have a household income at or below 140% of Chicago's median income. Severe storms have ravaged through the Midwest recently. Two tornadoes occurred in Arkansas, Missouri, and Texas last week before traveling to Mississippi and Tennessee. As a result of the extreme weather, thousands were left without electricity, many injured, and infrastructure destroyed, including a warehouse that collapsed in South Haven, Mississippi. Another outcome of the devastation was the destruction of a local elementary school in Springdale, Arkansas, that left seven people injured. An outbreak of bird flu has swept farms across the United States. The pathogenic form of the avian flu has been detected in at least 22 states. The highly contagious and deadly virus preys on chickens, turkeys, and wild birds. Thus far, no H5N1 infections have been found in the United States, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. It is still safe to consume poultry and eggs, said the U.S. Department for Agriculture. On the global front, all 26 cabinet members of the Sri Lankan government resigned on Sunday, but the prime minister and his brother remain. The prime minister's own son resigned. The resignations were prompted by the faltering economy in Sri Lanka and civilian protests due to food, fuel, and power shortages. Last Friday, the president imposed a 36-hour curfew to curb the protests, banning people from going to public parks, roads, and trains, unless they had permission from the government. Social media usage was also blocked temporarily. However, some protesters defied the nationwide curfew, and many were subsequently met with tear gas. That's all for today's Daily Cat. From Evanston, Illinois, I'm Margot Mewall. Be sure to check out more news stories on our website, WNUR.news. You can also listen to these stories live during our next news show tonight at 6 p.m. at 89.3 FM or at WNUR.org. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow morning for another edition of The Daily Cat.